So this morning, we're going to talk about God's will for you. Well, that's a tall order.
It's a pretty big subject you picked there, Dustin. God's will for you is a lot. Well, we're going to hone in on a little bit more specific here in just a few moments. But we got to start with, personal story, personal account, how it relates to me, all those things. We've got to start there. So we'll start there with a water leak. So the thing going on in my life right now is I've got a water leak. Well, the problem with this water leak is it's somewhere underground. So I was under my house and I was doing plumbing under the house, and my pressure tank kept on flipping on and off, and I noticed that my pressure switch went bad as well. And so, okay, I got a water leak. Well, how bad can that be? I've only got 5 hydrants and hundreds of feet of underground water line. How hard could it be to find that water leak? And so I go to digging. And I'll let you know, I didn't complain. I was actually kind of happy to get out there and dig. I like digging. So I get out and I dig up one hydrant, I don't find one. Dig up a second hydrant, don't find a leak. And those of you that don't have outdoor water hydrants, they're kind of deep. It's a big hole. Dig my third hydrant, hit gold, found my leak, awesome. Mind you, haven't complained, been doing good here, haven't complained, found a leak, good, fixed said leak, and I went to watch my pressure tank, and I was really pretty excited to watch it, because I just knew it was going to give me a good report, the gauge that just stayed where it was supposed to. And so I told Delaney, I said, I'm going to check the water pressure down here. Don't turn the water on. Well, water gauge starts falling down. I get a call out 30 seconds later. I'm sorry, I turned on the water. It's okay. Well, she turned the water off, started washing. And the gauge started to sink again. I'm like, oh. Okay. I didn't fix the leak after all. It's still there. Still haven't complained. I'll let you know. And that's important because if you remember, a couple months ago, I gave a lesson about complaining, didn't I? And so I was really proud of myself. Man, I haven't complained yet. Doing pretty good. Because I can be a big complainer. Don't laugh at me. You are too, okay? So, doing pretty good. Well, in the midst of checking the water pressure, the pressure tank goes bad. It pops loose, and I got air coming in my pressure tank. I'm like, man, what's a chance, right? What's a chance? No big deal. I call out the well guy. The well guy comes, and he's under there, and he says, well, I need your pressure tank. Yeah, I figured that. How much is it going to run? Gave me the number. I started to complain a lot. As a matter of fact, I complained about him all day long. Because after he gave me that number, he couldn't do a thing right. I was not happy with him. And so I called and I complained to my dad, and I'm pretty sure I complained to the lady, and I complained to myself. I was just kind of unhappy in general. So I just spent a ton of money to still have a leak underground, right? So going back and digging isn't nearly as nice as it once was. I was like, oh, I'll find it eventually. No, now it's getting to be a problem. So I complained. And I thought about this, and I thought about, okay. I started to recognize, I got to get myself in a better mindset. This is not good. I got to save myself from this, because I'm spiraling here. And so what did I do? Well, I started to be thankful. Okay, you know what? At least it wasn't a bad well pump. That'd be worse. At least I've got water in the well. If you go to California, well, maybe not right now, but a couple years ago, wells are drying up in California left and right. Right? At least I got water in the well. At least the well pump's good. At least I've got clean water. Right? You look around the world, the United States has clean water throughout. And there's a lot of countries where it's hard to find clean water. Right? So I started to be thankful.
for what I actually did have. And all of a sudden, though my bank account remembers what the water man told me, I started to feel better about it. And I started, I started to remind myself a little bit about what God's will for us is. If we go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, we're going to start there this morning. And this is speaking to Christians, obviously, and it's giving some really, really good advice. Listen here, it says, "And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone." It's good stuff. "Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else." Pay attention. "Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So when you ask yourself, what is God's will for me? We're kind of given like a three-point plan here. Right here in 1 Thessalonians about what God's will is for us. It's to rejoice always. It's to pray continually. And it is to give thanks in all circumstances. And why? Why is that God's will for you? Why is that God's will for us? I think it's because God wants us to live joyful lives. God wants us to live in a good headspace. Because Christians that are joyful, Christians that are in a good headspace, are going to serve Him better. God wants us to be a joyful people. Therefore, He says, rejoice always, pray, and be thankful. Be thankful in all circumstances. If we go over to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, Ephesians 5, 19 through 20, we're given a very similar message, but it's a little bit different. It says, "Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so, you know, when I read this verse, what I'm thinking of is it says, "Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord." I'm thinking of something that's supposed to be really joyful within you, something that's supposed to be passionate within you, something that is supposed to feel good within you. And something that pleases God, like a sweet savor up to Him. That's what I think of whenever I think of what it's saying with thanks here. But there's a difference between the Thessalonian type of thanks and the Ephesians type of thanks. Notice, Ephesians 5 tells us to be thankful for everything, while 1 Thessalonians 5 tells us that we are to be thankful in everything. Do you see the difference there? Be thankful for everything. Be thankful in everything. Or Ephesians 5, it uses the term in all circumstances. And so what we find is that to be thankful for everything is just one part of it. But to be thankful in everything, that's different. That's an attitude. That's a change of the way that you think. To be thankful is a one-time deal. To be thankful in everything is a way of life. And that's the way of life that God wants us to get to. That's His will for us. And so honing in then, back on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, read it with me again. "Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ." Okay? So how do all these three things connect to one another? And how does it help to create within us the attitude that God wants for us? And what I think is kind of neat about it is I think that all three of these things connect and they help one another in creating this attitude within us. Give thanks. I believe it starts there. Give thanks. And think about how much you have to be thankful for. Think about how often you could or should give thanks. Think about your life. Think about your trip on the way here, on the trip on the way home, the meal you're going to eat whenever you get there, the home you're going to go into whenever you get wherever you're going, the jobs that you have, the family you have, the health you have, the health you do have. Think about all the things that you have to give thanks over. And if you were to give thanks over all those things, what would that mean? It would mean that you're praying continually. Because guess what? You're blessed continually. If you're giving thanks continually, you're praying continually. Remember? He said, I want you to be thankful, I want you to pray, and I want you to rejoice always. And guess what? If you're thinking about all of the things that you've been given, and all of the ways that you're blessed, and you're praying those things, guess what happens? If that's constantly the soundtrack of your life, thankfulness, prayer to God continually, guess what happens? You start to rejoice always. Do you see how these three things are tying in together so well? And guess what? If you rejoice always, you're going to continue to give thanks. See, God's will for us is to find ourselves in a cycle of rejoicing. A cycle of rejoicing. But you know what it starts with? It starts with Ephesians chapter 5, where it says, be thankful for everything. Be thankful for something. It just starts with being thankful for something. And if you're thankful for something, guess what? It'll become an attitude where you'll be thankful in everything. It means you'll be thankful during all the seasons of your life, all the troubles of your life. Especially whenever it gets really hard to be thankful. It gets really hard to find reasons to have thanks. Or at least you think it does. If we go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, there's another benefit to this. Read with me. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, my Bible scholars out there are going to note that there's a really important piece of this verse missing. It's intentionally gone. Can you find it in your mind? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. It says, don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. Pray about it. But what's a really important part that it's missing out of this verse right now? Do we just go and pray about what's wrong in our lives and that's it? That's the attitude, is, God, I need you to fix this for me. Thank you very much. This is what's wrong. I need you to fix this. Thank you very much. Is that what's being told here? With thanksgiving. Notice that. It says, whenever you go to God in prayer and supplication, you do that with a thankful heart. And if you'll notice, whenever it says, be anxious for nothing. Okay, we're talking about someone that's worrying about a lot of things. How many of you worry about a lot of things? Always. I can preach to you about it over and over and over again, and I just still struggle with it. It's a mere kind of problem. But we're talking about people that are anxious. People that are going to God with problems. And it's saying, in those problems, do it with thanksgiving. Remember how I told you earlier that we're supposed to be thankful in all circumstances? There it is. And if you want help with that anxiety, if you want help with those problems, you want help in that prayer for it to be more powerful and for it to be lifted up, you're supposed to do it in thanksgiving, because that's the attitude that God wants us to have in it. Thankfulness gives flight to prayer. It helps it be meaningful, and it helps us to be appreciative, and also helps us to keep perspective on what we do have, so that we're not always just discouraged, but we're always recognizing what we have been given by God. And the thing about it is, if you think about the blessings that you do have now, then you will be reassured of the blessings that you will have later. What you have now is proof that God is working in your life. So that you can have faith and trust when you pray that He'll be there for you later. So whenever it says to pray with thanksgiving so you can remember and have faith and trust within your prayer. That if He took care of you now and then, He'll take care of you later. But how do I remain thankful all the time? Really difficult. Okay, cool. So I'm supposed to remain thankful in tough circumstances. That's not very easy. Doesn't sound very easy. It's something that we all struggle with at one time or another, I'm sure. So how do I do that? There's three things I think that we need to do or remind ourselves of. And these are not all of them. These are just three that I picked. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." So there's this saying that we should always be reminding ourselves of. It will all work out. It will all work out. If you are following God and you are making the best effort that you can to be a follower of God and to do His will, it will all work out. Somewhere along the line, it will. And if you will remind yourself of that, that God is going to take care of you, whether it be physically or spiritually, more important, spiritually, it'll work out. You know, it worked out for Job. Remember the story of Job? When in the beginning of the book, the man lost everything. Lost everything. He lost so much. And as a parent and just someone who lives and breathes, you can just recognize how much Job loses. And the whole book, you know, is really about Job's struggle through this loss and how he's going to continue to serve God. But you know what? He does continue to serve God. And he does, by the end, show thankfulness. And guess what happened? Job was restored double at the end of the book. Remember that? A lot of people don't remember the fact that Job is actually restored in all the ways of his wealth. He's blessed with more children. And he gets to continue having a prosperous life. He's restored. It all worked out, you see. Take Job as an example, that it'll work out. Psalm 103, 1 through 5 gives us the other way, or another way, that we can remain thankful all the time. Read with me. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Think about this in your own life now as we're reading. "Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Did you guys catch the mixture of spiritual and physical blessings within that? Did you guys catch all those spiritual and physical blessings within it and how numerous they are? And this is just a tiny portion. You gotta count your blessings. You have to count your blessings. Even if it feels like, well, you know, like everything is really bad right now, I promise it could be worse. I promise something else could have gone wrong that is even worse than the situation. And if you sit there and you think about the blessings that you have and you count them individually, man, it'll change the way you think. I went from complaining about my bill to actually feeling fine about it. Just by counting my blessings about water. It wasn't hard to do. If you think about the alternative to things, it changes your mindset. And folks, I'm telling you, we're a blessed people. Isaiah, this is the third thing. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4 through 6, it says, "Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the peoples. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst." Give credit to God often, is what this is saying. If he's blessed you, let someone know. If he's blessed somebody else, let them know. Let people know the joy that God has brought into your life. If you're constantly talking about it with other people, that's going to come out in the way that you personally feel. And it's going to affect them in a positive way. So talk about the great things God has done in your life and in other lives, other people. That's a really good way to do it. Now, Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. A few more thoughts and then we'll close. It says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, and do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven." Now, this is a really powerful verse. Because Jesus, and you're like, well, what does this have to do with being thankful? Hold with me here. It's saying, basically, love your enemy and do good to everybody. Why? So you can be like God. Okay? How is that like God? It says, "For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." Whether you are an evildoer or a good doer, guess what? God's blessing everybody all the time. So whether you want it or not, whether you think it's from God or not, you're being blessed by him. Now, this is kind of, I think, the sobering part about that. And about the fact that we're all being blessed by God. And how we're going to react to it. In Romans chapter 1, verse 18, it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth and unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse." So the thing is all these blessings that God is giving us, the whole universe that God has created, and those blessings that are within it for us, this is saying those things are showing you and telling you that there is a God and that he is the one blessing you. But verse 21 says, "Because although they knew God," there's no excuse not to, "they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." Thankfulness is not just good for you. It's required. God wants us to be thankful to him. And we all have a reason to be thankful to him. He brings rain on the just and unjust, sunshine on the just and unjust. We should all be thankful. We all have a reason to be thankful. And the consequences of not being thankful are dire. That's why it's God's will for you. It's something that we must do. Last verse, then I'll leave the lesson with you. Luke chapter 17, verse 11, there's a story that occurs with the 10 lepers. You've probably heard of this story, the 10 lepers that approached Jesus. And I want you now to focus back in on this. It says, "Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 more who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go, show yourselves to the priest.' And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, okay, so pause. The 10 went, they did as Jesus said, and they got healed. Leprosy gone. Life changed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Where were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Are you the 9? Are you within the 9? I'm within the 9 all the time. Most of the people that are blessed by God will not say thank you and not show the gratitude due to them. Only one will hear. And it's true in real life. You see? Be grateful. Be thankful. You and I, we can't even describe how blessed we are. This is just an off topic. It's on topic, but going a different route. I was talking to Greg about this a little bit yesterday, actually. I was working in my barn a couple days ago, and Delaney was there for this too. And it just blows my mind to think about it. But this fighter jet, well, I hear a rumble like nothing I ever heard before. I mean, it was so loud. I could feel it in my chest. You know, I could feel it in my chest. My barn started to shake. And it was terrifying. So I run out of my barn and I look up, and this U.S. fighter jet flies over my house, my barn, by, I'm talking like 100 feet, guys. It was terrifying, terrifyingly low. I could read the letters across the plane, and it was a Warhawk. I mean, these things are huge, and it was hovering. And I thought about that. After it left, I was shaking. It left, it's gone, and I contemplated that. And you know, there's people in the world today. Those planes turn around. That plane kept going, and I felt safe. Like, oh, they're strange. For some people, for some innocent civilians, those planes turn around. And those planes aren't from their country. Those planes are from other countries. And they don't mean them goodwill. I can't imagine. You are blessed just to be safe today. Because there's many in the world that aren't. Be thankful for that. If you can't be thankful for anything else, just be thankful for the safety that you have today and the peace that we get to enjoy. There's a lot of people today that don't have peace. Be thankful for it. Thank God for it. Love God for it. Blessing is yours this morning. It's been good to share this word with you. I hope that you benefited from it somehow. I hope that we can all collectively as a congregation become a more thankful and grateful people. And I think that will show up as a church. It'll show up in our lives. And we'll live just better, more wholesome, joyful lives if we will enter that cycle. Be thankful, pray, rejoice. Let it change your life, let it change your attitude, let it change your mindset, enter into that healthy cycle that is God's will for you. If you need to do that this morning by obeying his word, by becoming a Christian, now's the morning to do that. And if you're a Christian, they need help getting there, getting in that cycle. We'll all help you. Somebody here will help you. We'll get you on the right track if we can.